This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Chris Hickey. Music can provide life to a dull party or maybe calm a rambunctious toddler. On the streets of downtown Little Rock, musician Guitar Dave Fredju found a life-saving cure in his music. It's helped him cope with homelessness and addiction. He was recently in KUAR Studios recording and spoke with J. Bradley Minnick about his life and music.
A man born blind stumbled down the street on a Sabbath day. Jesus passing by took a little spit and a little clay. Anointing his eyes, he sent him to a pool where his blindness was washed away and he returned to say.
So we're here with guitar Dave Fredju. Tell us just a little bit about playing on the street.
Oh man, I started this 5-6 years ago. I was out there on the streets playing for drug money. And then things changed. I got so tired of being out there, and I finally went through a dual diagnosis treatment center at North Little Rock VA. Stayed up there forever. My counselor, when I got out, told me, Dave, you've got a gift. He said, you need to wrap your head around that music because it's going to save your life.
And my life was changed in the blinking of an eye. The sound of his voice, I can't erase.
And so I took that as a sign from God. And I'm going to be honest with you, I've turned away good, honest work. And I'm a carpenter. This was more important to me. This was going to save my life.
We joined the Air Force, Army, Navy, and Marines.
So you were in the Navy?
I was in the Navy. I got in on the tail end of Vietnam when we were getting out of Vietnam. I was wondering, what the heck have I gotten myself into? I thought this was over, but it wasn't. And I guess in a way, because of the medical treatment I get now, that it was a good investment.
But all the king's horses and all the king's men might pick ourselves up and be better again.
Your songs are, they're beautifully written.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. What's the Mama's Biscuit song?
Biscuits and Prayers. I had a gun put to my head twice about 4.5-5 years ago. And I thought I was dead. And I walked the streets all night crying. I weighed about 135 pounds. And I called my sister about 6:30 the next morning. I couldn't believe I was still alive. And she quoted me a scripture from the book of Revelations about how the prayers of the saints are being continually offered up as a fragrance to the Lord.
I remember Mama waking me with flour on her hands. A hot cup of coffee as she handed me my pen.
And I put that in my little drug-infested brain, and when I wrote something last Mother's Day, I drew on the experience of that, and also my favorite memory of Mom was having biscuits and coffee with her in the morning. I was getting to be an adult then. I was going to trade school, and I could have an adult conversation with her. And she seemed to relish that, and oh man, I had a great mom. Great mom.
Cause there's something about the smell of biscuits takes me back to morning in Mama's kitchen where we sat.
She taught me to play guitar. I mean, that song's totally 100% true. Down to the flour, that was, I'd have to wipe it off my pants because she'd be in such a hurry. She'd make up a pan of biscuits and still have that flour on her hands and make a halfway effort to dust her hands off and grab me a cup of coffee and come in there and hand me my pants. I have to wipe that flour off of them.
Cause the scriptures tell how prayers.
And I just got to give anything to sit down and have coffee with her again. I really would.
But I just can't see how any incense could ever be more special than Mama's biscuits were to me.
J. Bradley Minnick, host of Arts and Letters, spoke with Little Rock musician Guitar Dave Fredju. If you want to hear more of Guitar Dave's music, you can find him busking regularly at the Farmers Market in downtown Little Rock. For more Arts and Letters features, visit KUAR.org.